Hi everyone, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and today I wanted to talk to you about something that can actually increase the likelihood of you getting your personal or professional goals accomplished by 95%. And so I'm going to just say how to improve your chances of success by 95%. And the truth of the matter is that motivation is something that can wax and wane. Our motivation, our employees' motivation, and it can really affect our ability to get things done. And so we end up with all these unfinished projects. How many times have you assigned something and it just never seems to get completed? And you feel like you're just beating your head against a wall trying to get the results that you want. Well, studies have shown that there are actually two things that can increase the likelihood of goals being accomplished. And one of them is incentives, and the second one is accountability. And I don't want you to roll your eyes. This is one of those things you may have heard before, but I really want to talk and dive deeper on the accountability part of it and how you can make a huge impact in your business and even in your professional life when it comes to accountability being a part of your game plan. So in your business, it is true that incentives can be helpful, but for most employees, incentives are helpful, but it's not really what they're primarily looking for, other than a great attaboy and a great recognition for a job well done. But when it comes to accountability, most people think of accountability in a very punitive manner. And so we remember people say, I'm going to hold you accountable for that, whether it was a past boss that we had, a past instructor in medical school or residency, or whether it was way back to our parents, or even something that you're projecting onto your employees or your own children. So accountability is really, to be honest, just a willingness to accept personal responsibility for your own actions. And so thinking of it in a punitive manner is actually very detrimental to how effective accountability really can be. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples, and you can apply this in your personal life and in your business. And I've found that this works really, really well. And there have actually been some studies done by the American Society of Training and Development. They did an accountability study, and what they found was that people were 65% more likely to accomplish a goal or an outcome if they were in contact with at least one other person telling them about that. And if they actually had an appointment set up with someone, so for example, let's say it's a personal goal and they have an appointment to actually show up with their personal trainer, to meet someone for fitness, or to meet and do a body composition weigh-in, they actually increase their likelihood of success. It was a 95% success rate. So that's pretty amazing. And that accountability appointment can be with just someone that you're having an accountability partner with, or it could be with a business coach, like I say, a personal trainer, or somebody in an official role that is sort of holding you to your commitment. So that can seriously increase your outcome. And so when you apply this in your business and you apply it with your employees, what that really means is that you can keep them accountable, but rather than doing it in a negative way or a way where they feel sort of threatened, you want to keep them accountable in a very powerful way, in a very positive way, letting them know that it's just their account, they're taking responsibility for a certain outcome, not necessarily you like having to meet with them every single day. Give them an outcome and then work with them to get to that outcome. So you can have those accountability meetings with them. Or for example, when I coach clients and when I'm working with practices, I have accountability meetings with them, but I keep it really positive because what I want is an outcome. I want them to be successful, just like you want your employees to be successful so that the goals that your business has are attained. So that means just being positive with them, being that check-in with them, and making sure they have the resources to implement what it is that needs to be implemented, but letting them take some responsibility for that. So those accountability meetings end up being a very positive thing. Saying, where are you now? How far have you come? If there have been barriers, what are those barriers? And how then helping them work through that to get past those barriers versus really kind of just reprimanding them for why they aren't where they need to be. So that's a much more positive way of getting the outcome that you really want, is that accountability but letting them and making this clear up front that they take responsibility for this outcome and they take personal responsibility for their action, but you're there to help guide them and get them there. It may take a little bit more time on your part initially to have these meetings with them, but in the end, they end up so much more appreciative that you actually help them gain an additional skill. You help them seek an outcome and actually accomplish it. And then that's when you take the time to really thank them and to encourage them to take on an additional responsibility. This is how your team gets built in a really, really positive way. And it's so important versus just dictating tasks or yelling at everyone because you didn't get something on time. I mean, I know in our practice, I work with employees and my office manager works with employees in that same manner. We deal with outcomes. What's the outcome that you want? What's the revenue that you want? What's the patient satisfaction that you want? What's the weight loss outcome that you want? And you can do the same thing with your patients, actually, quite frankly, and it can be a really, really positive way to get those goals accomplished. And it's much more enjoyable for you because you don't have to be the one out there reprimanding. And to help us stay on track, for example, with our overall goals from a revenue perspective or any other metric that we're measuring, we actually measure it on a weekly basis. I have responsibility. Someone has responsibility for that. We go back and evaluate that. We evaluate it monthly. We compare it to the previous year. It's just this great system that's in place to help make sure that you're getting to where it is that you want to go and modifying that along the way. So I hope you found this helpful. If you need some assistance in your own practice or you want to implement positive accountability, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at Weight Loss Practice Builder. I have some super affordable ways to work together too to help get that outcome that you want. Or let's just do a little quick call. I can help talk through a few things and help you to attain what it is that you want most out of your practice. And in addition, don't forget to take care of yourself so that you're accomplishing your personal goals and you're a great example for your employees and your patients. So I hope this served you well. Place some comments down below. If you aren't already subscribing to my podcast or my YouTube channel, make sure that you do so, and you can then be notified whenever I have new podcasts and new posts coming up. Reach out to me if I can be of help. Once again, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. My website has tons of free resources too, weightlosspracticebuilder.com, as well as all the past podcasts and that sort of thing. Everybody take care, and don't forget to be kind to yourself. I will talk to you next time.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.